It's good to see everyone back who's here. Everyone's not. And we'll sing the Niggun, of course. You have the Chashus of the Zman. And then we're going to go through Hilchas Nidah, you know, finish. And then we'll start Hilchas Avelis. I'm probably going to give another shiur on some other topic as well. We'll see. Avinu Arachamon Kamirachem Rachem Aleinu Vesein Vilibeinu Vinon Leharinu Veaskir Avinu Arachamon Ha-merachem, rachem aleinu, v'sein v'libeinu v'inom, v'havinu v'haskir, v'ishmoa, l'ilmod u'l'lamed, l'ishmor v'lasos, Lekayim es kol divrei Salmu Torosecha v'yavo Lishmoa l'ilmod u'l'amein Lishmor v'lasos Lekayim Eskol divrei Salmu Torosecha v'yavo V'ha'eneinu B'sarosecha V'darek divreinu V'emetz chosecha tells us in Parshas Tazria, "Hayda Hashem Moshe Leimor Dabel Bnei Israel Leimor Yisha Ki Tazria V'yaldo Zochar V'tom Hashivas Yomim Ki Mei Nidas Devoso Kitmo." That if a woman gives birth to a male, so she's tamei for 7 days. So Rashi says, "Ki Mei Nidas Devoso Kitmo Ki Seidu Kol Tuma Hamura Benida." Thomas Tumas Leida, Filu Niftach HaKever Below Dam. In other words, the question that Rashi is bothered by, of course she's Tomei, as we know, any woman gives birth usually bleeds. So she's going to be Tomei Mitzad Nida. So what do you need this whole Parsha? I know there's a din of Nida. So the Kiddush is that even if she gave birth without Dam, even if Niftach Below Dam, she is Tomei Midin Leida. The Leida itself is Matame. So that's for a Zohar. If you give birth to a Zohar. And then on page 5, Fim Dikeva say Leid. If you give birth to a female, Vitama Shulayim Kinidosa. So then you have to. You Tomei 14 days. So that means that so usually what happens today is a woman gives birth, so she's going to probably have both. She'll have the child and blood. Right? So So she has to make sure that she is done with both of them. In other words, she can't start Zayinikiyim. She can eat Zayinikiyim midin the dam, and that's dam nida, which we treat like dam zova. So she's going to have to do Zayin Nikiyim from that. And then, yeah, I mean, Zayin Nikiyim is midrabanan, because a nida really doesn't need Zayin Nikiyim, just these nine. And then she has to also make sure she's finished with Tumas Leida. She also has to finish with Tumas Leida. So that means if it's a boy, 7 days, if it's a girl, 14 days. So theoretically, if she would be finished with Tumas Nida, so usually the Metzius is that she's going to still be bleeding many weeks. So once she's finished with all the bleeding, she will already have gone far beyond the week that she needs for the Zachar or the 2 weeks she needs for the Nekeva. But say theoretically she stopped bleeding early. So they would say she bled for 5 days, like a regular nida, and then she got a hefsek, and then she did Zayin Nikiyim. So that's 12. So she still can't go to the mikvah for another 2 days if she had a girl, because she still has Tumas Leida, right? So in other words, if she had a boy, then it would work out fine, because the boy is metame for 7 days. So if she only bled 5 days, and then she does a hefsek in 7 days, so she has 12 days, and she already surpassed the 7 days she needs for the boy, and she's ready to go to the mikvah. Now, as I told you, the reality in life is that she bleeds much more than just 5 days. Bleeds weeks and weeks and weeks. Some women more, some women less, etc. When it does come up is when Chas V'Shalom there's a miscarriage. So if there's a miscarriage, so it depends. If it was less than 40 days and nothing was formed, like everybody said, nothing was formed, so then that doesn't count, just be the fact that she was pregnant, you know, because it said on the pregnancy test that she was pregnant.
I didn't know
exactly 40 days. 1 second. So that's not going to, so we treat that as regular nida. But if something was formed, you know, it was, say, more than 40 days, or it was physically, her body says physically formed, you know, there was something formed, not just blood, but if something was really formed, so then you need Tumas Leida. And then we're always machmir to treat it like a girl, because that's a chumrah, because a boy is tummy for 7 days, a girl is tummy for 14 days, so you have to do the chumrah, because maybe it's a girl.
Could you do a genetic test at that point?
No, we don't do that.
I don't even know
if scientifically you could. Yeah, I don't know, but Lamaisa, that's what we do. We wait, so we don't let her go to the mikveh till 14 days.
In those cases, it's more normal that the bleeding stops quicker?
Sometimes, in those cases, it might stop quicker. So then, sometimes, you actually have to make sure that you're waiting the right amount of time. But the regular later, you bleed for weeks and weeks and weeks, so then you have your week for the boy, or 2 weeks for the girl, that you'll certainly have.
Have you mentioned there have a body sent for 40 days?
Yeah, 40 days, or, you know, the time that something forms.
When are the 40 days starting from?
From the time that of conception.
I know.
Right, in other words, it's tricky, because in the hospitals, they do it from the previous period. That's how they count. So for us, that's not accurate, because from the previous period, it is, you have to minus 12 days that she's also for. So that'll you know, subtract the
possible time that the conception could have been.
What?
So when would that be, like, from the earliest possible time that it could have been?
Yeah. Right.
Well, we have a marker for 40 days. 40 days is assumed to be a Ben Kayama, right?
Yeah.
If you said Tefillah Shoah after 40 days, and here was some Shetel, and you should talk about some Tefillah Shoah.
Yeah. Well, so that's now. So now, another thing that we have to be aware of is when you're counting the Zayin Nekiyim, right? So obviously the key means that she's not bleeding, right? But the Mei Leida, that she's Tame, but she's not bleeding, does that count for the Zayin Nekiyim? In other words, say she stopped bleeding, but she's still in the Mei Leida. So that's called Mei Leida She'ena Roa Behem. Are those all for the Zayin Nekiyim or not? So this is a very important machlokes, and whether you may late.
According to the sheet, they say they don't count. You have to wait till after 14 to start even counting the shoes.
Right. Exactly. So that is a important discussion, and it is a machlokes Abai Rava. It's a machlokes in the Gemara. Let's just find where it is. Get in the supplement for a second. You see where it is, Rabosei? You may lay the she'ena roa behem if they're older to the Yimei Ziva. Are they older for the Zayin Nekiyim or not? Find it, it's in the packet.
The mice is she's not seeing, like watching it stare.
Yes, so that's the focus.
They have the same issue
I put it in a later packet. You have the later packets in this? The next.
Fighting time.
Yeah, but where's the one that had the assorted topics? The assorted. Here. No. You were looking for where I put in the packet the machlokas of you may lay the shein or obahem, all of the may ziva or not, and there's a dake moshe and a. That's one of the Al-Kagams.
Well, that might be less.
It's different. Okay, we'll get to it. So, halacha we paskin. We'll have to find it. Halacha we paskin that it is Ola. I mean, that's. But it's not in this packet. He made. Okay, you'll find it. Okay. Now, there is another discussion here. So, halacha we paskin that. That you could you can count the Zayin Nekiyim even during the Yimei Leida. So if you miss Yimei Leida Shein Arom,
is it?
Yeah. Do you want to just give me a Gemara Bava Metzia and an even?
Is there any side bet to use the same bet to buy by Paletashif Pasera for the 4 days or 5 days, depending how you pass him, that if you didn't see blood during those days, you can already be called that as Zayin Nekiyim by regular nidus?
But there's a separate din of Paletashif Pasera.
Even though there's no doubt.
Yeah, that's a separate halacha. In other words, there's two halachas. Even over here, you see, over here, she doesn't have to do the four and the seven, which is okay. Yeah, if you take a look. Second paragraph of Metzia. This, you have the sugya of Yehi Shalom Idas. Right. So the Gemara says, that we know that normally we paskin like Rava against Abaye, except for Yal Kagam. Right. So those are the six cases that we pass in like Abaye. So the question is, what's the lamed, right? So some say it's lechi ol mei me'elov. Some say it's lo efshar v'kam chavein. And Rabbeinu Tam says it's what? Leida. It's Yimei Leida Shein Arobahem. So if you hold like Rabbeinu Tam, so then that would be So Hilchasa Gemara says Hilchasa Kavase Dabai Bialkigam. So the question is, what is the lamed? So Rashi holds it's lechi omid me'elov, right? If you have a lechi that's just there, you can put up l'shem lechi. Does that count or not count? So So Mamela, if but if you hold the lamed, so these halachas we pass in like Abaye. So Abaye holds you may lay the Shena Rohem is Eina Ola. So if you hold that the lamed is you may lay the, then we wouldn't be able to count. But most hold not like Rabbi Natan. Most hold not like Rabbi Natan. So okay, so yeah. Okay, so that's how it now. Should be someplace there. There's a Ramon in the back in Moshe and okay, we'll find it. Okay, now the next thing I want to discuss is another machlokes. The machlokes whether, yeah, take a look. On page 6. In the Mishnah. If a woman ejects a piece of glob from her body, comes out of her uterus, so does that make her a nida? Just a chaticha. So the Mishnah says, "Imyeshi modam tameya." So if the chaticha has blood on it, so then she's tameya. Because that's nida. Vim lav tahora. If not, she's tahora. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, ben kach uben kach tameya. Rabbi Yehuda says that ben kach uben kach tameya. Why? Why is she tameya? There was no dam. So the Gemara says, look at the three bottom lines on page 6. Elama Rav Nachman Yitzchak be'efshal l'psichas kev b'lodam k'niflugi. That the machlokas is it possible for there to be a opening of the uterus, psichas hakever, without dam? In other words, if there's dam, there's dam. So one opinion says there's no dam, she's muteris, because there's no dam. The other opinion says no. If the uterus opened, there had to be dam. You just didn't see it. So that's why Rav Yehuda says, ben kach ben kach temeya. He's not saying that a nida doesn't need dam. He's just saying that there was dam, because the efshal psichas kever below dam. So that's how we normally assume halacha. Efshal psichas kever below dam, except for the Rambam. The Rambam, interestingly enough, paskins like the Shita not that way. Rambam paskins on page 9. Hamapelis chaticha avol pishe yiduma imishim adam tmeya imav tahora. That you need dam, and if no dam, you don't assume. If not, she's tahora. So we pass here normally la halacha that yefshal psichs kever below dam. So now this is the kasha of the tois in Croesus. Are you ready for this kasha? He says, if we hold Yevshal Psichus Kever below dam, then why do you need a pasuk to tell me that Yoledes is Temeya? Every time there's a Leda, there's going to be dam, because Yevshal Psichus Kever below dam. So every tumas yoledes will just be covered under the din of nida.
But for a girl is more. For a girl is 14. It's more than that.
Right. So look at the kasha on page 11 on the bottom. Yevshem psikas kev blodam. Teim im kein lemay yitzrich lemichtav gabi zocher v'tam shivas yom. Yeah. Vomer Rabbi Yilav kro havamina titma shvuayim mikav v'chomer min akeva. Because we would have said if you didn't have the pasuk by zocher, you'd say that the cave is 14, so kav v'chomer zocher because in the cave it has more Yimei Tara. We didn't get to discuss that yet. So therefore a Zohar, and still it's Tamei V'Shvuayim, so a Zohar only has less Yimei Tara, so certainly it should be Tamei at least V'Shvuayim. So that's what he says. In other words, I didn't discuss this yet. But in the Psukim, it has a concept of Yimei Tara also. That we don't have this Bezman Hazeh, we're Machmer. And that is that if a woman gives birth, so she's Tamei for 14 days, but then she goes to the mikveh, and then the 66 days after that even if she dam, Mamish dam nida. During those 66 days, a freebie. She's Torah. 66 days, free admissions. Yeah. We don't follow this house, we'll see. We're machmer in this. But as far as the Torah is concerned, 66 days. And for a boy, you get 7 days of tumma and then 33 days of tara. So he's saying like this: if you didn't have the pasuk by Zohar, you'd say like this, that in the keva is tumeya for 14 days, but she's tahora for 66 days, right? So a Zohar who has less days of Yimei Tohar, certainly he should have at least 14 days of tumma because he has less days of tahara. So certainly he should have at least 14 days of tumma. So that's what I thought if I wouldn't have had the pasuk, the mashmal on the pasuk that it's only 7 days. But if I did, but as you say, what do I need the pasuk by zocher? Every zocher by automatically is a nida, and the yef shalom psichas kever below dam. Okay, now. There is a famous shita of the Noda Bihuda. The Noda Bihuda says the following. The question is, this din of Yefshal Psichas Kever below Dam, so the Pashapshai means when the body is pushing out something, like a chaticha or whatever like this, so when it pushed out the chaticha, it also must have pushed out some blood also. But say the body's not pushing out anything. Say you put something in from outside in. The doctor takes an instrument and puts it in, the instrument. So would you also say, and there's no blood in the end, would you also say, Yefshal Psichas Kever below dam, or only when the body's pushing out? So then he's saying that since it was poilate the chaticha, so it's poilate the dam also, or no? That's the question. So the Noda Bihuda has a chiddush where he says on page, this is the famous Noda Bihuda, page 12. ולשאלה שנייה אשר שואל הריחס ללא צורך ופושט מה שאמרו אפשר לפסיכס קבר בלעודם אין חילק בין גרם החתיך הוא בפנים ובין גרם החתיך הוא מבחוץ. It doesn't matter which way it goes, if it was pushing from in out or from out in. Any time you have a פסיכס הקבר, Now, Rav Moshe Feinstein in the Tshuva, he gave a shear of 3/4 of an inch. I think the Rabbi Frankel quotes from Rav David Feinstein, 1/2 inch, but Rav Moshe in the Tshuva, 3/4 of an inch. So if the so therefore, based on this Noda Behuda, we generally assume that if the doctor does a procedure and he inserts a instrument that's 3/4 of an inch wide, that she's tummy. Even though there was no dam.
Inserts to where the
in the makar. Into the
into the rechem.
Into the rechem. In other words, the internal, remember we discussed the internal os, the
yeah,
so
yeah.
The internal, let's assume the internal os.
Yeah, what's
the internal os was opened.
That's the point.
It was opened.
That,
half, 3/4 of an inch or more. So that could be considered psichas hakever. And since we passed again, if she psichas hakever below dam, she will become tame. But it's an important yisod that Rabbi Brander once pointed out, and I heard this also from Dr. Fertel, that to do that, to be so deep and so wide, you have to put the woman to sleep. As a procedure like that, most probably that she will be so wide and so deep will usually not be done when the woman is awake. So most procedures that when she's not put to sleep are usually indicative that they were not so deep and so wide, and therefore usually a lot of these procedures are just dam maka. For example, a pap smear is a very famous procedure that's done, that they take from the cervix and they swipe it and she bleeds. No. Right. So that shows you the idea that I was saying, that the thing I was looking for is the last page. Okay. So that's a big yisod that because a lot of times women have these rough hastana. I put in the packet of Rabbi Brand, they made a very nice, what page was that? Oh, here, in the supplement. He did a very nice thing, Rabbi Brander, on page 12 on the supplement. And basically, he went through many different procedures, and like I told you, like page 12, number 2, pap smear is very common. Test to screen the cancer of the cervix. So the cervix is not inside the rechem, it's outside the rechem. So samples of cells on the beginning, so bleeding stain is due to the procedure, but blood, conclusion, blood is not from the mucker. Procedure chosen the mucker would be considered, yeah. So this is, that would be an example. So it has to go in. And as I said, most procedures are not that deep and wide. But again, this is only if you hold like the Noda Behuda. One second. The Baruch Tam, Baruch Tumim Frankel, says he argues with the Noda Behuda on page 12. He said, the Noda Behuda on the third line, Ishtamitse l'machaber divrei Rambam Perish Mishnayis. He says, he missed out on the Rambam and the Perish Mishnayis on page 13. The Rambam says in the Perish Mishnayis, he says, Yafel psichos hebel odam, Peshe yotzer rechem dovri, Yafel b'li, she yotzer b'dam behechrech. So he seems to imply that it's talking about, I mean, he's just explaining the Mishnah. I mean, Rabbi Tuchman said maybe he can learn the Rambam differently, but the simple shot is he's giving the case of the Mishnah. And maybe that's the only case. That's how he's understanding the Rambam. That's only if it's coming from inside out, the body is ejecting something, so then you say yefshel psichs kever b'lodam. But just if you take an instrument, who says the whole thing is? But this Nodi Bihuda became like very makubal. So in other words, the whole discussion was, if you hold not like the Nodi Bihuda, so then even if the doctor put something in and he made it more than a half an inch, 3/4 inch or more, he still won't say yefshel psichs kever below dam, because the whole concept of yefshel psichs kever below dam is only from inside out and not from outside
what in.
And I believe the Chazon Ish also took issue with the Nodi Yehuda, but the Nodi Yehuda became like normative. You know, that became normative. So, you know, I'm not going to start off with the Nodi Yehuda at this point. And
why don't we assume, why don't we say that there was blood that got lost or something like that?
Right, that's exactly what we're saying. Yefshel psichas kever b'lodam means that there was blood and it got lost. But you don't have to say that if you don't hold from yefshel psichas kever b'lodam, because why should you say there was blood and it got lost? You understand? But only, in other words, if you hold yefshel psichas kever b'lodam, so that means that obviously there was no blood. If there was blood, then I see the blood. Obviously there's no blood, but the Talach is telling me the yefshel psichas kever b'lodam.
Well, why don't you say that also? The Nodi Yehuda seems to be very mistaken, isn't it?
No. I would vote for the Baruch Tam. If I would be a voting person. He wrote the Imre Baruch, so this is the first Imre Baruch. So I would vote for the Baruch Tam. Rabbi Dov Schreier from the OU, his wife, is Frankel. She's from the Baruch Tam's family. I remember this Ofrif, where the Okol spoke about the Yichus from the Baruch Tam. Okay, he was a big guy.
So, in other words, that's
why the Baruch Tam would be more mistaber if you hold it that way.
The hormonal.
Right, right. Yeah, but the Nodi Yehuda is Nodi Yehuda, so
is that right? The Nodi Yehuda doesn't hold hormonal, but...
Look, Rabbi Gedalia Berger once said to me, he said, he thinks, I don't know if he's right or wrong, no, this is his theory, that he thinks that maybe people used to think that the rechem is like an orange juice container. You know, if you have an orange juice container, right, and you hold it down, then you take off you open it up, the orange is going to come out. So, hey, the same thing like the rechem is pulled down. So, yefshel, but that would assume.
Is this Nodi Yehuda raya against the hormonal people?
Right.
It's all like both.
Yeah.
So, when the Rebbe said that the speculum is not a problem. Is that not the
meaning? Well, take a look on page 9 for a second. Page 9.
Supplement.
Tshuva. Maybe B'shem and Nodi Yehuda, much Amr, Yefshel Psichas Kever B'lodam, Ein Chilek Ben Grab Psichu Bifnim, Ben Chutz, Tzarchiyin. The Yigam Ando Amr, Yefshel Psichas Kever B'lodam. And came, Mubuti Pluk to Odif, Psichas Kever B'lodam, Hu's Bura, Hayni Yoshva, Al-Mashkar, Chavar Seh, Nosu, Sosa, Al-Gafet, and Amr B'Shabbos. because he says there is an opinion that says that after psikas kevah blow dam. So he says, so now you're making a very big machlokas. You're saying one opinion says efshar, and you're saying it even if nothing is being emitted. Most probably, it's better to be b'mayt the machlokas and say it was only the machlokas only when it was coming mi b'fnim. And then he doesn't really. And then at the end, he quotes Hagon Rav Baruch Frankel, Al Gosov, Al Anodav Yud, the Cholach Alom Bazeh. So he says, "Mal Chadash Psich B'Machutz." Neinu Inyan L'Sarusa D'Leila L'Leida. Shepol Al Kol Gufa V'Chashiv B'Sakhan Chal Sha. So he's also not so, but I guess. The Rabbi Yehuda would have won this one. What can I tell you?
Totally. Okay. So it does say the speculum is not.
Yeah, so now the speculum, let's see. What page is that? Let's
page
see.
Page 12. I see, because he does fortify this 3/4 inch. Therefore.
So he's talking about the speculum. The device used to check the outside of the cervix.
So it's not 3/4 inch.
Right. In other words, you're opening up the vaginal.
Okay, but the instrument is not 3/4 inch.
Right. In other words, you're not putting it in the makor. Right. In other words, this is to let the doctor look inside the vaginal canal or the cervix.
Oh, so you're saying that what if a woman who is pregnant is carrying with a couple centimeters open?
Yeah. So Rabbi Gedali Berger, quoting him again. He said to me once that he thought this is like the hardest thing in Hilchas Nida for him, is that like a woman can be walking around for some time dilated and she's already 3/4 inch open, and we're not going to consider that a Nida.
What pregnancy?
During the certain part of the during the end of the pregnancy. Wow. So why don't we say it? So Rav Abadi said to me, it's like, you have to say that it's like, it's only when it's open al manas to, you know, to be pilot at this point.
But she's going to be pilot a baby.
Right, but not right now. See, that's kasha, he felt. Like to him, that was like the hardest thing for him to swallow in Hilchos Nida.
Teku.
So that's how you're raising it.
Teku.
So, Lamaisa. Yeah.
Even though the Biguda, could we say that he only meant when something that was in comes out? Meaning maybe whether the body's collated it, or whether someone, the doctor, opens it, but then it takes. He's taking something that was in, as opposed
to
just something
totally mobile. Meaning, generally,
specifically, you want to say that the doctor took out the baby.
Right.
But all the cases that he's talking about, it's like when something was, that was originated in. Right. And then the doctor takes it out. So then he could say, okay, so even though it wasn't due to the name, it was somebody buffalo. So maybe,
right. Right, but.
But it may be, maybe even though the Yehuda said that when it's not like something that originated.
Yeah, but what was the Noda Yehuda talking about? The Noda Yehuda was talking about the doctor puts his. So Rofi Hichni says bo. Because he just puts his finger.
Or
is a kli. Pasach pi hamakor. But let me tell you, you machaving, Rabbi Tuchman, is machaving to one of my favorite svarim. The Marshag. You like the Marshag? Everyone has to do Marshags in his life. Marshag was Reb Shimon, what?
You have to know every Marshag?
No. It's good to know Marshags. No, you have to know every Noda B'Yehuda, right. Because you just have to know every note of it. Yeah, yes.
Then I went to go live with them.
He was for five on Pesach.
I went to six.
He went to six. So the Marshag is the Talmud of the Marav Chik. So he says a word here. Let me ask you a question. Throughout our learning of Hilchas Nida this year, how many different synonyms have we had for the uterus?
One was three.
Kever. Makor. Rechem. Bais Hapnimi. So he wants to know, what's this Lashon Kever? What's the Lashon? It's a funny Lashon. So look on page 5 in the supplement.
Greenfield, didn't say who the Gimel was.
Shimon Greenfield.
Who is he?
He's the Talmud of the Marav Shik, and the Marav Shik, of course, was the Talmud of Chasam Sofer. But he's a very geschmack. It's very geschmack, Marshak. Very geschmack. Uvizahaya Efshel Yashav Gam Dikruch Achav Bishas. The Kamer the Pleading Efshel Psichas Kever Blodam. Lachor Mal Loshen Kever. Falam Lo Kamal Psichas Hamakor. Lo Psichas Harechem. Why is it called Efshel Psichas Kever Blodam? Say Efshel Psich. Velama Mishana Kana Lushan Mimokamach, Vine Rashi Perishum Livas Kever Rechem, Makati Time Boy, Alchina Lushan Shimshana Fia now Yeshlom and Lushan Makova Rechem Ainum Mora Al Shamunak Bo Ezadovra. In other words, Lushan Kever Humora Al Shamunak Bo. Kever means like something is buried here, something is Ezadovra Motsimi Meno, Shayotim Men of Lad or Nefal or Chaticha. Something that was here that's what Rabbi Talkman just said. That we're taking out. Was there highlighting that you're extracting something? So you extract from something that was munach there, kavur sham, and then you're extracting. So that's what he wants to say. So that, of course, would be against this concept that if a doctor just opened up the thing to look inside and is not taking any and not extracting anything, this whole halacha wouldn't apply. So what can I tell you?
So this is against the Rabbi Yehuda, right?
Right. So Rav Avadia he's making. That's what you want to say. You know, the Chazan on page 10. Yeah. Now there is a. So there's another tshuva. The tshuva that I showed you, the Nozi view that was on what page? That was in the
regular
page 12. There's another tshuva, the Nozi view in the Kuntras Achron. Mishut tshuva me'ava. This is another tshuva that he wrote, that may be, and this is printed in the Tshuva Me'ava, which is his Talmud. So now they reprinted it in the Node of Yehuda, and they called it the Kuntras Achron. On page 1 in the supplement. B'isha achshachzu atzirim v'chavolim v'niftach hakever v'liotzi mimenu dover gush. Right, she was had
summertime.
What?
The soft piece.
Yeah, nothing came out. She was having contractions and... So what's the story over here? Nothing came out. So he says, so is she tummy or not? Shaz niftach b'korah, well here I read a little gisha, I feel yotzadam tahora, him in a Torah. I mean, she tagish. Maybe say Nikra. Yeah.
Is this same with the Bethel of the Marshall
said? Yeah, so where is that line?
Right here. The first page,
yes. So as Rabbi Tavu points out, this tshuva seems to be a little bit. So in psichah kev lo dam haimi ma kevin niftach v'yotzim yad adover gush. So here he seems to say, amal psichah kev levad lo yotzim yad adover gush. Lo amru shev shev lo dam. So that's what people ask. How does this stem with the other one? Unless we're misunderstanding the other one. But the way people paskin today with the thing is like the other one, even though this tshuva is mashma that the Nodiv Yehuda didn't really hold from what they're claiming he holds.
Why you saying that people paskin this way, why?
Yeah.
It's not like you're fully stacked card.
It's not fully stacked card, but in the Velt, that's the, you know.
We've gone against the Velt in some cases.
Yeah, we have. But I guess, you know, most cases usually are not going to be, you know.
Having problems with the
Velt. Right, but you're right. And even the Nodiv Yehuda himself.
This way.
Yeah, he also passed his
lechomer. Do we know the context of the first
one? Do we know more about? Yeah, I mean,
was that a case
where
the doctors
were more? Okay, I mean, they talk about. I don't know, they talk, but that's, okay. Here, you want to see on page 7. Look on page 7. Look, of Jacob, look on page 7.
Yeah.
In the supplement, page 7 in the bottom. Footnote 122. Yadu akusha, the right no the beauty so said the var, the bishut chuva meava, baby chuva the news across the name over Yavshal, because of Lodama, Elksha Yatsim Meda Dover Lachutz, the Sales of Gramadama Shane came and Lo Yatsim Meda Club, that's not the Ishpsichas Kevin, Zelo Mini, Shul Lodam, these are Hikshu Achronim, him Shul Shari Deya, Shul Shad Mas Moshe, the var of Sosim Zedzet. The Michal Kosta of the Chol. Achnas is clear, meaning if she'll speak to the Lodam. We the cause of the Rakshi Yotzim Menod Dovam Mar Rakaz, meaning if she'll speak to the Lodam. Meshut Shuv is a man of Shom Hiksha Od, that we know to be the cause of the Yotzim Menod Dovam Lach Lominim. Rakshi Yotzim Menod is a Dovar Gush. Vim Poshu B'divinu D'gam, that's why we'll have a Chob Chikha, meaning if she'll speak to the Lodam, Rakhim Sikha Kavshish B'Dov Hagorm, that's why we'll have a Chob Avachdas is machshel vechem gorim zizua shal yodo yotzei dam dim din yotzei gush b'psicha b'klo b'chazeh v'adai sheyotza v'yotzias dam v'aslam psicha shal vechem me'atzma k'nidon shal ha'tshuva me'ava v'adai yotzias maim eze gorim yotzias dam. So he's saying that Wa'akat, the answer is No, he's saying it depends. He's saying that if it's that the other cases he's talking about, that it wasn't so wide. So if it wasn't so wide, so then you need something to come out. But if it's partly something, in this case it was so wide, so in other words, so that itself could be Gorem Zizua. So that's how he quotes the answer. What? Right. So you're saying that's wide.
But
in the truth, the other truth. So who says this? The true Rambam is answering this.
Or is it right?
But then he says,
Habir Pasha.
Who's speaking?
Yeah.
I don't know, is that the truth? We have to check. Is that the truth? We have, or this is the author of the Sefer? Okay, just one or two things. The thing I was looking before, if you look on page 42 in the packet, he talks about Aveda Tam on the bottom. That's the shita that Yefshar, that you may label Shaina Roa Behem is. And here's a whole thing with the Rebbeinu Tam sheet, but we're not going to get into that now. One or two more things. And there's a Truvas Avnei Nezer. It says an interesting Kiddush. He wants to know, do we say a Sfek Sfeka? On page 18. Sha'ala Higiani Bedin Isha Sharofi Pasach Piyamokar Bechli Shekosov Hanodim Behudu Tchoshim Psichas HaKever Yefshar Below Dam. So first of all, there's a Beis Yosef that seems to say like the Noda Behuda. Yeah, of course, it's in the packet. Sheikh Ibn Yehuda Yosef, Shehiksha, Barah Dam, she puts a tube inside, and then she sees Dam. The name Yefshar Psichas Kever Below Dam. So he says, it's talking about that it was less than it was very thin. So you see that if it would have been thicker, it would have been a problem. So the topic for the Yitzav Das Rambam, the pasuk Yefshar. In other words, can you make a Sfek Sfeka here? And maybe the Noda Behuda, maybe the Baruch Tam. And even if the Noda Behuda is right, but maybe we pass it like the Rambam, like the other Shita. Could we? That's what he wants. The Shoyal wants to be mitzdarif.
Which Rambam
that says Yesh Psichas Kever Below Dam. In other words, this whole discussion we've had today is only according to the Shita that Yefshar Psichas Kever Below Dam, but not everyone holds like that. So that's what the Shoyal asks, but then he says not to on page 19. איך שיהיה אפשר בלו דם, שוב אין כאן סופק בהתי כלל, ודאום לא הלך לתחס המטלס. אז זה נקרא סופק אחד, שם התחל, כן, שם, זה נקרא רק סופק אחד, שם גם, לכן אם נראה שם פסיכה במובד, בלו יציע, he says, it's the same סופק. Whether will dam come out or not? So it's only different applications, but it's the same suffix. So that's what he wants to say. So he says that not to be mitzayif for first svek sveka. Okay, the next thing we're not going to have time now. We'll have to look at a more, some of the pregnancy shailas of when does a woman become anita. So we'll talk about that in the next shiur. So, and we'll go on. So, okay, so we got something done today, and
the big course of an inch is thickness or length?
Thickness.
Makes
sense. Yeah, so do I have it here in the packet? One second. Here, on page 16. Page 17. By the end of Sif Gimel, he writes Mefarish. Yefshel Psichus Kever Below Dam. So it's not even quoted as a Yeshomrim. So it's like Rabbi Kivega says, when the Mechaber doesn't even bring it as a Yeshomrim, that's like Nidcha. So this Rambam.
So the Mechaber doesn't even pass like the Rambam yet.
Right.
How do
you write the Mikol of the
other
Joseph Shalom? Yeah, Rav Avadi Yosef. Mikol? No, he's Mikol gets the daughter of Yehuda. In other words, he's making in the case of the Kli, not in the case of the Chaticha.
Oh, this is not
the Kli. Because he's basically holding like the Chazon Ish of Rav Tumah Frankel. He's going against the Noda Yehuda.
The Shomer is going in the first part.
In other words, he's assuming Yesh Mesuchah Kevin, but he's only limited to that case.
Right.
He's bucking what you said. Why can't we go against the Noda Yehuda? So he says in a Chanami. But in the Welt, okay, to be continued, but Monday, Bez Hashem. So I'm glad it was a good thing to have the shiur today. I wish we had it yesterday also, but yesterday was not, Israel.